This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Many people appeared to skip Halloween festivities last night because of the pandemic, but some folks found safe approaches to celebrate. At least one street in Boston did welcome a few trick-or-treaters who managed to have a sweet night. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports.
On a street in the Lower Mills section of Dorchester, just at dusk, there weren't too many ghosts and goblins out scrounging for candy. A homeowner stands on his porch. There are big candy bars stacked like gold bricks on a table. He says, just give it time. It's still early. And soon enough comes 90-year-old Mari Dolan, dressed as a character from the movie Grease, wearing a pink bandana and matching jacket with a white t-shirt and black jeans.
Is it different than
last? It's a lot different. Everyone's just wearing masks, and there's not that many people.
Dolan says for the most part she's been doing okay during the pandemic.
But it's still kind of difficult doing school from home and being on a computer all day.
But it was Halloween night, time away from the computer and time to score some sweets. Dolan was happy to get one of those gigantic candy bars from Marty Walsh's house. Yes, that Marty Walsh, the mayor of Boston.
We have Hershey's, Reese's,
can you see what we have?
Starburst, Snickers, Skittles, Twix, Milky Way.
And this year, he's got an interesting contraption to safely deliver candy.
We have an 8 feet of pipe. So we're on the top of the porch, and we'll shoot the candy down through the PVC pipe, out the end into the bag.
Across the street is the mayor's new neighbor, Emily Zimmerman, on her porch eagerly anticipating trick-or-treaters. It's her first Halloween here, so she's been waiting for this day.
Even when we first moved in, our landlords told us Halloween is super popular. Everyone kind of knows it's a great area for trick-or-treating.
And she says she was glad to see people doing it responsibly. Zimmerman had a more conventional setup than the mayor did, hand sanitizer and several bowls of candy.
Everyone's been great in terms of social distancing and asking before they take.
She says it's nice people can enjoy Halloween while also being safe. Jim O'Malley has lived on this street for 50 years. He says this sliver of Dorchester is legendary when it comes to Halloween.
This little street is overwhelmed with visitors and kids coming because most of the houses are usually decorated. But it looks like it might be not as great as the other nights, but they're coming little by little.
The street's unofficial Halloween historian says this is the first time he's seen houses dark on the last night of October. One house has a handwritten sign reading, "See you next year." One of O'Malley's neighbors walks up to him and hands him a coconut, like a whole coconut that fell from a tree, not a Mounds candy bar.
Thank you, madam. Getting a coconut that they don't want to. I don't really like coconut itself on a muffin or something, but crack open this thing and I like that.
Jim, is this your equivalent of a Halloween candy?
A Halloween candy? Very much. I like that. Yeah, very good. Very much.
Even though this Halloween didn't have the trappings of Halloween's past, the kids on this street still managed to have a bit of a spooktacular time. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.